1988.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you I am a boat rocker.
That's really what it comes down to, isn't it? We're all in this together. We are our brother's keeper. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I think that's what's important here. Don't you? Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I love you with our hearts, and we're getting over our bad attitudes to love you the right way right now. So, anyways, you ready for this, Peach?
I am ready.
You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little Peach. We know her as Stephanie Joy. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. Remember, patriots are those that uphold dying laws. Welcome to the show again. I really appreciate you tuning in to us. And folks, again, if you'd like to check out your rating, how many people are listening to the show right now, go to Genesis Communication Network, Genesis Communication Network, and check out those ratings. Pretty cool stuff, and we appreciate it. We're humbled, and we're very grateful that there's that many people listening to the Sons of Liberty today. So anyways, if you'd like to check us out, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or go to Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. Got a personal page and a fan page. Like them both. And folks, if you don't have a page set up, do. It's time to get busy. Silence is what is destroying this country. You know the routine. Let's get busy and open up our mouths that God gave us to proclaim the word of God so we can reprove darkness. And how do we do that? By walking in the light as he is in the light. Folks, you can also check me out on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. We are turning talk radio into do radio. We are showing you our faith by our works. By being doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving ourselves, we're also showing you our love by our deeds, because it's deeds, not words, and that's how I end the show every day, 1 John 3:18. Phone lines are accessible. If you'd like to give us a call and actually talk to us, we would love that. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, this is the radio show where we I was just thinking of Dr. Joseph Wallach. Joel Wallach. I'm sorry. I had an interview with him this morning. But, folks, in saying that, you'll hear that tomorrow, actually. This is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And I want to say one more thing, Stephanie, before I hand it over to you. Chase, can you jump on the radio really quick? Tell them how they can download the online streaming.
Well, you can become a son or daughter of liberty, and that's how you get tapped into our live video stream. We've got going on 6 days a week as part of our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program. So go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the store link, and become a member, and you will get that link from Elizabeth, our membership coordinator, right away.
Appreciate it.
You can tap in during
the
show.
Do we have like a little thing that goes off with like a group cheers when you say become a son or daughter of liberty? Yay! Woo!
Well, you can do that.
But I sound so minimal
for, right?
Being one person. Yay! Woo! Yeah, all
a
right.
A lone voice. Hey, listen, it's always been a lone voice that has brought forth a shift to nations for
That's
the good
right.
or the bad.
Well, I'm cheering for the Sons of Liberty. Well, the reason why... Did you give them my intro yet?
Yeah, I did.
I think that you've...
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. That's your part.
That's right. Well, okay. The reason why that is and why we're turning talk radio into do radio is because, of course, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And what we are doing this week before we get the show rolling, we are highlighting our product of the week. And for those of you who might have tuned into Sons of Liberty here just recently today, we are highlighting this week the Deadlock Drum Pad. It's especially for you drummers out there. This drum pad complements Bradley Dean's drum instructional DVD Deadlock. This is Signature Series Deadlock Drum Metronome, and it goes perfectly with the DVD. So,
tick, 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 tick.
That's right.
Tick,
do, do, tick, do, do. Nice. Woo. I'm not going to start rapping. I would embarrass myself, but I did like that beat. But basically, you can perfect your skills while staying on time while watching Deadlock. The two go hand in hand. So what our kids like to do is you pop in the DVD, and you're having fun, and then you lay out this drum pad, which has got the metronome,
cool.
The click, everything that goes along with it. And, of course, Bradley's got signature drumsticks as well, if you're interested in those. But the drum pad is nice because it coincides with the actual... I'm hearing noises in the background.
No, you are, because I'm actually trying to set the stage to high-five what you were just talking about a couple minutes ago.
Oh, okay. So
yeah, you're good.
All right. Yes. Well, all right. Well, these noises are kind of distracting me. I'll try to stay focused.
I apologize for distracting.
That's all right.
Believe me, I really am.
But please, if you'd like to go ahead and order the drum pad... Ooh, nice.
Yes.
I'm feeling very drummy. Nice. I like this. Woo!
Then you go, boy.
Woo! Now we got everyone bobbing their heads and tapping their feet.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Hey, just saying.
All right, well, if you'd like to order the drum pad, please go to 1-866-233-0747 and give us a call. 1-866-233-0747. Or you can go online to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com to order. Again, that's shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. It's a $60 donation, but our monthly sponsors, our Sons and Daughters of Liberty, get 25% off the product of the week every week. You know,
have you ever noticed?
It's like having a sale
every single week. And that's great. And it's great stuff, by the way. It's second to none. We do nothing second rate around here. And for the purpose of representing Christ, we want to make sure that you understand it's not the cheesy, second-rate quality of what we're doing and representing Jesus Christ. No, it's top-notch stuff because we are representing Christ, and it's very important. But I notice, I don't know, it's like every time there's a break, our producer looks up at me, and he puts out his two fingers like a hippie saying peace to me, and I say peace to him.
Yeah.
I don't. What are you? Why are you doing that all the time?
You just want,
it seems
you want
like
peace
he does it at the same time. Every radio show. It's like every break he's like putting both his fingers up, giving me the peace
sign.
Like
he's giving you a signal or something?
Is that what that's... What's that about?
It just might be that we have
the reason I say that is because he's got one of those itchy beards growing right now.
I thought that you just
and
had
I said,
a lot
are you trying
peace?
To be a Navy SEAL here? Really?
Charles Spurgeon said something about beards. He said it was very natural and manly to grow a beard.
I was just talking to my little boy yesterday or the day before, and I said, honey, I don't know why the Lord actually, you know, created us to have hair on our face. That is weird. It's really weird when you see women with beards.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
That's a hormonal deficiency,
something's
I suppose.
Be wrong there.
It's pretty weird.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for him.
That's right. Well, again,
pretty
if you'd
little
like
princess.
To...
I was kind of trying to say in a really nice way. Are you growing a beard too?
No.
Oh, that is over.
Not today. Oh boy! If you want to get the drum pad.
My little kids think it's funny. Hey, folks, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about famous last words. As a matter of fact, I got Benjamin Franklin, statesman, John Wolfgang von Goethe, and others. I got like 3 pages for him, so let's try to get through them. Famous last words. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear. This latest article, Get Radical with the Radicals, is a case in point. An article that makes you think.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life. Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed. It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Oh. It sounded like you just tripped over the microphone or something.
Yeah, ow.
Pretty incredible stuff. Folks, yesterday we were talking about famous last words, and I talked about the importance of making sure that when we talk of Scripture, that we keep things line upon line, precept upon precept. As a matter of fact, even reading the Bible oftentimes, namely the King James Version, Cambridge is my Bible of choice, that we need to keep things in context. So when we talk of much of what's being preached from the pulpits today, they pick scriptures like a pigeon picks peas, but they don't keep it into context, because if you look at Scripture, Jesus didn't, he wasn't walking around smacking sheep on the butt with pink little booties on. No, he is the line of the tribe of Judah, and the Scripture tells us that he spoke as one having authority, not as the scribes and the Pharisees. And when I go over to scriptures such as this one, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Well, we need to keep things into perspective, friends, and going and keeping things into context as well, because right before he said that, guess what he was doing? He was woeing cities that would not repent. Here, for example, and thou, Capernaum, which are exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which had been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained unto this day. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. And so when we talk about how preachers, self-proclaimed hirelings, they call themselves preachers today, they like to soften down scriptures. And we need to keep in mind that, listen, he who loved the most told the hardest truth. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. And yesterday I also brought up the scriptures in 2 Corinthians 5:14, where it says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. And then it says right after that, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. And then three scriptures down, he says, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we are all dead. Why don't we keep things into context? Because they don't want to offend. A lot of people are in hell today because preachers today don't want to preach the truth. Matter of fact, if Jesus preached the modern version of the gospel today, the way that men do, he'd have never been crucified. He'd have been praised by men. He would have been completely praised by men. And see, herein lies the problem. A flattering tongue ruineth the soul. It spoileth the soul. They would rather lie to you for the sake of not offending you. You know, I mean, for God's sakes, literally, friends, just think, if I tell you the truth, you might actually get converted. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Galatians 3:24, wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. See, we don't hear this anymore. You know, this is my commandment, that you love one another, that if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And why did they hate you, Jesus? Because he took the cloak of covering off of their sin. He exposed them who they were for who they really were. And what we hear today is much a false grace, a silk pillow laid under your head. And then they have the audacity to call it grace when in fact it's a false grace. You know, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. I'm looking for the abounding here, friends. I'm looking for the overcoming of the faith of the Son of God. And the reason there's no overcoming is because it's not real faith and it's not real grace. Because they haven't met Christ at the cross. Christ at the cross yet. Because they've never been driven to the cross by the law of God.
Mm-hmm.
Common sense.
I got a great quote.
A lot of people are in hell today, friends, because of the preachers of the day will not proclaim the Word of God. The Word of God. The Holy Spirit will only convict men of sin, righteousness, and judgment according to the Word of God, not to the Word of men. See, what they like to do is they like to make void the commandments of God by establishing and setting precedents through the commandments of men. And then America, we wonder why we have 10,000 commandments laid on us through an ungodly, unlawful, unconstitutional administration. Because simply the church won't preach God's moral law, Exodus 20. So if you don't want to listen to God's 10 commandments, therefore you're going to have man's 10,000 commandments.
Yeah, it's interesting you were talking about the Word of God. I recall in Pilgrim's Progress, when he had the big burden of sin on his back,
yep.
He said, "How did you get that burden?" One man was asking him the question. He said, "By reading this," and he was holding up the Bible.
Yep.
So it was good because
the more he read the Word, the greater the burden became.
That's right, and yes. He was understanding his sin before God before he didn't know. You know, you have to have the knowledge of the sin before you can repent of something that you have no idea of. And when you're talking about the cross as well, J.C. Ryle said, "A cheap Christianity without a cross will prove in the end a useless Christianity without a crown." So if we don't bear our cross, like Jesus told us, go take up your cross, deny yourself, and follow me. If we don't follow those instructions, not that we don't look for a cross. Believe me, if you're a true Christian of God who is going to follow Jesus Christ, your cross is going to be laid to you no matter what it is. But speaking the truth in love, that's what we're so missing here in the world today through the pulpits and remaining silent and so on and so
forth.
Right. But
well, that's why there's a lot of people in hell, because people that were called to be proclaimers of the Word of God failed to do that because they didn't want to offend anybody.
Politically correct.
And let me tell you something. When you look up the word offend in Webster's 1828, it means contrary to God's moral law. So if some radical looks at me and said, "I'm offended at you," I look at him and I say, "I'm happy that I'm offended. I'm offended at your lawlessness and your godlessness." And see, the church, the American people in this country used to actually stand up and call sin for what it was because they didn't tolerate the sins that America is tolerating today. But again, what is the greatest advocate to the radicals today? The professed church. And that's really what it comes down to. And again, friends, remember, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. Don't ever forget that. Matthew 23. So let's get over to famous last words. And this is their famous words on their deathbeds. For example, we have Benjamin Franklin, statesman, April 17, 1790. "A dying man can do nothing easy," he said.
Hmm.
Wow. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe.
Johann?
Yes. Well, you're better than that than I am. Here, you want to do this?
I remember one.
Okay.
Yeah.
He said, writer, March 22nd, 1832. He said, "Come, my little one, and give me your hand," spoken to his daughter, Attili. Hmm. Interesting. Here is, facing his assassin, Mario Taran, a Bolivian soldier. "I know you have come to kill me. Shoot, coward. You're only going to kill a man."
Hmm.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
All right. Edmund Gwenn, actor, September 6, 1959, talking about famous last words, friends. "Yes, it's tough, but not as tough as doing comedy. when asked if he thought dying was tough. That is just interesting how men make light of the fact that it's appointed unto men once to die and after this the judgment.
Yeah.
They leave this life only to enter into another one. Famous last words. God will pardon me. That's his fine line of work. Henrik Heine, February 15th, 1856. Here's one from O. Henry, William Sidney Porter, June 4th, 1910. Turn up the lights. I don't want to go home in the dark.
Some things you just, you wonder weird. What's going through their mind at the end. Like what were you, like you mentioned before, were they delusional? Were they just seriously just making light of the matter right up to the very end? You never know.
Henry VIII, King of England, 1547, said, all is lost, monks, monks, monks. Isn't that interesting? All is lost.
Mm-hmm.
He called out to the monks. I wonder if he was starting to, at that point,
realize.
That's right. That there was eternity because he was beginning to meet his God.
Mm-hmm. What is it to a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul?
See, he just did it again. He put his two fingers. Hey, dude, peace.
He wants lots of peace throughout the land.
I think he just wants attention.
That's right.
Famous last words. Victor Hugo, May 22nd, 1885. I see black light. That's probably not a good sign.
I wouldn't think so, neither.
Yeah. Thomas Hobbes, 1679, I'm about to take my last voyage, a great leap in the dark.
Well?
Have you ever seen or read Pilgrim's Progress, friends? It's a trial, isn't it? Through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. We're to press into the kingdom of heaven. The violent take it by force. Importunity is key. Perseverance is key. Perseverance, Webster's 1828. A continuance in a state of grace until preceded by a state of glory. What did Hudson Taylor rightly say? Every work of God has three stages. First, it's impossible, then it's difficult, and then it's done. I have to remind myself of those words on a daily basis. That is redemptive power by bearing your cross and denying yourself. Famous last words. Andrew Jackson, U.S. President, 1845. Oh, don't cry. Be good children, and we will all meet in heaven. Matter of fact, he got saved towards the end of his life because of a faithful preacher that got in his face and loved him enough to tell him the truth.
Amen.
And interestingly enough, he read the Bible seven times before he actually died. Wow. Interesting. I got a lot more to go, friends. Some of these are just incredible. The mockery, the lightness, the take lightly the word of God in eternity. Yeah, Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-233-0737. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back after this break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Here and here, GCN.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
I like that. That music. Folks, that radio commercial, I like that music. It's mellow. It takes mellow. The caffeine out of your veins.
Nice.
Yeah. It's like you're sitting in an elevator or something, kind of dozing off.
I like dozing off.
I like elevator music. I like all sorts of music.
I don't know that I want to doze off in an elevator, though. That would not be the most relaxing atmosphere with the door opening and closing.
Stephanie says the relaxing. Folks, son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die. If thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that the wicked man shall die in his lawlessness, his iniquity. But his blood I will require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he does not turn from his way, he shall die in his lawlessness, his iniquity. But thou hast delivered thy soul. Therefore, O son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus ye speak, saying, if our transgressions and our sins be upon us, and we pine away in them, how shall we then live? Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for you will die, O house of Israel. And again, this is what many of these men failed to have in front of them, mm-hmm. was someone to proclaim that word before they died. Thomas Jefferson, U.S. President, famous last words, July 4th, 1826. He said, is it the 4th? Speaking of the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm. That was it.
Everybody knows this guy. General Thomas Stonewall Jackson, 1863, killed in error by his own troops at the Battle of Chancellorsville during the U.S. Civil War. He said, famous last words, let us cross over the river and sit in the shade of the trees. It sounds like scripture because he was a Christian man, said they.
Yes.
History.
Mm-hmm.
His story. I wonder if he knew that he had a right to the tree of life as it talks about in the book of Revelation. Interesting that he would say that. James Joyce, 1941, famous last words, does anybody understand? No, but you're about to. Timothy Leary, that whack job, burnt out hippie, said May 31st, 1996, why not? Yeah, Oh, that was his attitude.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, everything that you've seen this man publicly say just had that attitude.
Yeah.
Peace, dude. Yeah. Man, give me a puff. Yeah. Franzi Lehár, composer, October 24th, 1948. Now I have finished with all earthly business and high time, too. Yes, yes, my dear children, now comes death. Well, at least he had enough common sense to face that and acknowledge it. Louis XVIII, King of France, 1824, a king should die standing.
Hmm.
Okay.
So apparently he was lying down.
Is someone going to catch him when he falls? Louis XIV, King of France, 1715. Why do you weep? Do you think that I was immortal? Huh. Louise, Queen of Prussia, 1820, famous last words. I am a queen, but I have not the power to move my arms.
Hmm. Just shows you how fallible we are.
That's right. Walter de la Marie, 1956, too late for fruit, too soon for flowers. Oh, oh my goodness. I've watched this documentary. Crazy stuff. Malcolm X, famous last words, black leader, 1966. He was a Muslim. I believe that he was going in the right direction as he met with Martin Luther King Jr. I believe he would have ended as a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that he was assassinated. And this is what Malcolm X spoke to his assassins, three men who shot him 16 times with a shotgun. Let's cool it, brothers. That ain't even funny, because that guy really had courage.
Yeah, amen.
Very much.
Very much.
Let's go to the next one. Famous last words. Karl Marx, as if anybody cares, revolutionary, criminal, Satanist. 1883, he said, go on, get out. Last words are for fools who haven't said enough. He said this to his housekeeper, who urged him to tell her his last words so he could write them down for his posterity.
That's kind of
he's got a sad story all the way around his miserable
existence.
Yeah, go on,
get out. That's kind of a bad last saying to be saying before you die.
Yeah, well, yeah, misery loves company.
Yeah.
In this case, that's not true.
What did Malcolm X say?
Let's cool it, brothers.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Crazy. Yeah, crazy stuff.
I thought you were saying that. I couldn't.
No, that's what he said.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Did you say that live so everybody could hear you?
Yeah.
Okay, good for you.
He's getting a little too bold here, isn't he? He's spreading more peas.
Yes.
Yes.
Louis B. Mayer, film producer, October 29th, 1957, famous last words. This is what he said. Nothing matters, nothing matters. It reminds me of Johnny Cash.
That's right. Yep. He wrote a song called Hurt. He said, I will let you down. I will make you hurt. You can have it all. Yep.
D-I-R-T.
D-I-R-T. Yep. Yep. You can have it all. My empire of dirt. He said, I will let you down. I will make you hurt. And that's what the song was called at the end of his life. He realized, listen, I gained everything. You know what it means? Nothing. It's
that's
dirt.
Right. He's got a sad history as well.
Yeah.
Lady Mary Wortley Montague. Folks, some of these names are so far out there. If it's not Smith, Anderson, Johnson, you're probably going to get it the way it looks.
You don't have, like, French history in your background at all? Like, you know, like, you can't say
Français. Yeah, I can say Français.
S'il vous plaît, merci.
I can say French fries.
There you go. That's all you need to know.
1762, it's all been very interesting. Eugene O'Neill, November 27th, 1953. I knew it. I knew it. Born in a hotel room, and God blanket died in a hotel room.
Oh, wow. Cursing God on the way out the door.
Yeah. Here's another one. Boris Pasternak, 1959. Goodbye. Why am I hemorrhaging? Question mark. Anna Pavlova. Maybe she lived on the side of a mountain or something.
Pavlova. Sounds Russian.
Ballerina.
Okay.
Very well, maybe. 1931. Get my swan costume ready. Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she thought she was going to go dance for everybody.
I don't know.
Pietro Perugino, Italiano painter, 1523. He said, I'm curious. Listen to the stupidity, friends. The mockery. The temptation. I am curious to see what happens in the next world to one who dies unshriven, given his reasons for refusing to see a priest as he lay dying. And when I'm talking about temptation, friends, that he laid to God, he was tempting God at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Edgar Allan Poe, 1849, October 7th. Lord, help my poor soul. Wise man. James K. Polk, U.S. President, 1849. I love you, Sarah. For all eternity, I love you, spoken to his wife. Alexander Pope, May 30th, 1744. Here I am, dying of 100 good symptoms. I'm sorry, symptoms.
Symptoms.
Yeah. 1553, Francisco.
Francisco.
Rebellious. I owe much. I have nothing. The rest I leave to the poor. I have a terrific headache. He died of a cerebral hemorrhage. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, U.S. criminal, I mean president, 1945. This is the guy that promised the American mothers and fathers that our boys would not go foot or step foot upon foreign soil. How many years later, 405,399 men and women fought, bled, and died, upholding what this man promised would never happen. Put out the light, Theodore Roosevelt, United States President, 1919. General John Sedgwick, Union Commander, 1864. They couldn't hit an elephant at this dist.
Oh, the wrong thing.
What
to
comes
say.
After pride, friends? The fall. Whoa, he couldn't even finish the word. See, he did it again.
Oh.
I hate peace, dude.
No, he's got three prongs going on.
What does that mean?
Three.
Is that like a new version of peace? Is that like
that's
what
like the
culture's moving
version.
Into now? Hippie boy? You too, hippie boy. Okay, let's go on here. They couldn't hit an elephant at this dist. He couldn't finish the word. Whoa. Killed in battle during United States Civil War. General John Sedgwick, 1864. George Bernard Shaw, playwright, November 2nd, 1950. Sister, you're going to keep trying to keep me alive as an old curiosity, but I'm done. I'm finished. I'm going to die. Spoken to his nurse. Who's Dylan Thomas? He's a poet. I've had 18 straight whiskeys. I think that's the record. Good for you.
No, and then he perished.
1 Corinthians 6:9 says what? No drunkard shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Henry David Thoreau, writer, famous as a matter of fact. May 6, 1862, moose, Indian,
He must have been delusional.
He must have. James Thurber, humorist, he said, God bless, God blank. 1961. Isn't it interesting? The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. And I'll tell you what, that was the last thing out of his mouth was his own. He subverted and condemned himself.
I'm just curious, you know, when you hear the hardness of some of the words coming out of people's mouths, and obviously it's the fruit of what's in their heart. I just wonder, how did that, obviously it's called compromise little by little by little, but what things happened in their life that they got that stone cold and that resistant against God and they seared their conscience?
Because they didn't realize they were there to serve the Creator, not the other way around.
Themselves.
God wasn't there to serve us.
That's
and
right.
What happens, they get mad about that because of their pride, and it's nothing new. Again, go to Isaiah 14 and read it for yourself. Satan wants to ascend his throne, and keep in mind when he tempted Christ, what did he do? He offered them the world. If you bow down and
that's
serve
right.
me, well, these are those that serve the world.
That's exactly
and
right.
And what was the end of the day for them, friends? Rudolf Valentino, actor, August 23rd, 1926. Don't worry, chief, it will be all right. Vespasian, Roman emperor, 79 A.D., woe is me, methinks I'm turning into a god. Oh, my goodness. Leon Trotsky, Russian revolutionary. As a matter of fact, a lot of people feel that he was killed by Stalin because he began to protest Stalin. 1940, he said, I feel that this time they have succeeded. He was stabbed to death with an ice pick.
Oh.
Okay, well, we'll come back, and I'm just going to go through them and try to grab the names that everybody knows, and we'll sew this up, because I want to talk about corruption tomorrow. Crazy stuff. I'm sorry, Saturday. And aside of that, we'll be right back after this break. Bradley and Stephanie, the Sons and...
Daughters of Liberty.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Sons of Liberty.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, talking about famous last words. Here's Pancho Villa, Mexican revolutionary, 1923, said, "Don't let it end like this. Tell them I said something." We just did. George Washington, United States President, December 14, 1799. They bloodlet him, by the way. Famous last words. He said, "I die hard, but am not afraid to go." Ooh, listen to Leonardo da Vinci, artist, 1519. "I've offended God and mankind because my work did not reach the quality it should have."
Wow.
There's a man that understands what it's like to be undone because he's always pressing to be perfected. H.G. Wells, novelist, 1946. "Go away, I'm all right." Woodrow Wilson, United States President, 1924. The man that tried to implement the United Nations through something called the League of Nations during World War I. It failed miserably. He said, "I am ready." Wow. D.L. Moody, this one's awesome, friends. Listen to this one. He was a preacher, famous Chicago preacher. December 22nd, 1899. Interesting. That's when my mom passed away. "Earth recedes, heaven opens. I have been through the gates. Don't call me back," said this preacher. "If this is death, it's sweet. Dwight, Irene, I see the children's faces." Dwight and Irene were his dead grandchildren, friends. D.L. Moody, preacher, famous last words.
He wrote one of the best books I've ever read called Sowing and Reaping.
Totally.
Very good book.
King of Scotland, Bruce the Robert. Robert the Bruce, sorry. "Now God be with you, my dear children. I have breakfasted," that's what it says, "with you and shall sup with my Lord Jesus Christ." Interesting.
That's nice.
By the way, Braveheart William Wallace, they said during his execution he had the book of Psalms laid by his head.
Mm-hmm.
Charles, they have the names backwards here. Sorry, friends. 1889 to 1977. Charles Chaplin, why not? After all, it belongs to him. When the priest who was attending him on his deathbed said, "May the Lord have mercy on your soul." Dwight Eisenhower, 1969, "I have loved my wife and my children and my grandchildren. I've always loved my country. I want to go. God, take me." Boy, the stuff he brought in, though, too.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Just,
they were channeled. Johnny Holiday. I heard he's fast, Johnny. Johnny Henry Holiday, Doc, they called him, 1887. Famous last words, "This is funny." John Huss, the martyr. Matter of fact, I believe it was Huss that prophesied of the golden goose, which was Martin Luther 100 years later. At the stake, he said, "Oh, holy simplicity. Amen. Amen." Oh, I got Nazi war criminals. It's just crazy stuff, folks. One man called on God Almighty to have mercy on the German people. Another guy said no right before they hung him. Any famous last words? He said no. Any last words? He said no. Wow. Another one said, "I'm thankful for the kind treatment during my captivity, and I ask God to accept me with mercy." Another guy said, Wilhelm Frick, "Long live eternal Germany." Wow. "I am dying innocent." Fritz Sockel, "The sentence is wrong. God protect Germany and make Germany great again. Long live Germany. God protect my family."
Are these Nazis, you said?
Yep, these are war criminals.
Hmm.
Nostradamus, who basically fooled the world by using scripture. He hid behind the veil of scripture to try to convince people he was something that he was not. He said in 1566, "Tomorrow I shall no longer be here." He was right. Cecil Rhodes, 1902, "So little done, so much to do." Wow. Some of them,
life is
oh my
vapor.
Goodness. Yeah, one's "Please don't let me die." "I'm in the hands of Jesus." "Oh God, here I go." American boxer. Max Baer. Wow. Vicious. You guys all know him from Cinderella Man. Boy, oh boy, friends. I mean, I think the point is made.
I got a good kind of analogy to go. I thought about this earlier.
Yeah, just make
on
it quick,
show.
Okay? You're a little long-winded here.
Okay, well, it's a quote, but I'll tell a little story here. Everyone loves a good story. So we used to do street preaching in downtown Minneapolis, where we would literally stand on a box on a street corner, and we would preach to people out, you know, just walking about in downtown Minneapolis.
Yep.
We had lots of different things. We actually had a dead dummy laid down there and all that kind of stuff. And so we'd take turns going up and street preaching, and we got quite the response of the crowds and so on and so forth. And there was this one lady that she was a Christian woman that had came up to us, and we said, "Well, why don't you have your opportunity to street preach? You know, go on top of the box and preach to the masses. After all, we're called to seek and save that which is lost." And this is what she said. She said, "Well, the Lord is hiding me right now."
Yeah, I remember that.
He's hiding me, so I can't go up there.
What's he
and
hiding
preach.
You from, lady? We're just kind of curious.
So it was
responsibility?
Exactly. We're called and we're looking at and we're hearing these famous last words of these people. Some people have died completely hardened. Some people have cursed God at their end. Some people, like D.L. Moody, you have a glorious ending that you can see. But, you know, I thought it was interesting because there's this quote by William Booth, and people say, "Well, not called. I'm not really called to do that. Yeah. It's not really my thing. I just, you know, I do my own separate private work over here." Listen, the Bible says, "Many are called, but few are chosen." But you have to answer the call, because the Great Commission is to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. This is what William Booth has to say about it. He said, "Put your ear down to the Bible and hear him bid you go and pull sinners out of the fire of sin. Put your ear down to the burdened, agonized heart of humanity and listen to its pitiful wail for help. Go stand by the gates of hell and hear the damned entreat you to go to their father's house and bid their brothers and sisters and servants and masters not to come there. Then look to Christ in the face, whose mercy you have professed to obey, and tell him whether you will join heart and soul and body and circumstances in the march to publish his mercy to the world." And when you look and you say, "Boy, look at what God has done for us and look at the agonized souls of people, you know, in hell. Go tell my father, go tell my brothers. Listen, if they will not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded that one rose from the dead, the Bible
That's
talks
right.
about. But our job is to go and seek and save that which is lost. So many of these ends of these people that we're hearing about today do not have to have that kind of an end. That's our goal as ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because eternity is eternity. You can take nothing with you. It's certain you came into the world with nothing. You're going to leave the world with nothing. There's no luggage racks on hearses. But the only thing that you can take with you is the hearts and the souls of men who can be in eternity with Jesus Christ forever. So it's a good little point to make that, listen, we got to do the job of what we're called to do while we're on the earth, so people do not have to meet such ends as what we're hearing about today.
John Dillinger, famous bank robber. Famous. Isn't it interesting how men put up criminals in this society? He said, you got me. Jeffrey Dahmer, remember this clown, serial killer? He said, I don't care if I live or die. Go ahead and kill me. Listen to this one. This one's bizarre, and I'm going to give it back over to you. We just got a minute here. Dan Dodds. Dodds had caught a 20-pound salmon, the biggest fish of his life. He turned to a stranger, said this quote, then fell into the river and died of a heart attack. The salmon was barbecued and eaten at his wake.
That's kind of strange.
Something sounds a little fishy with that one.
Oh, boy, that was bad. That was bad.
Just bringing some cheese to the table, friends.
I thought I was bringing the cheese. You're bringing the crackers.
Sorry about that.
Well, you know, as I mentioned, that's our job, is to go and seek and save that which is lost so we can turn men from darkness to the light, from the power of Satan to the power of God, granting godly sorrow and godly repentance. And that's what the Sons of Liberty is all about. And for those of you who want to support a ministry that's out there doing, please do call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. I know a lot of people like to go online. You can go online and make a secure donation or get our products. Our products help to support the Sons of Liberty, and obviously everything's
cool
got the gospel of Jesus Christ in everything that we do.
Cool stuff.
It's great stuff. Comic books, you know, drum pads like we highlighted today, DVDs that got scripture running through the whole thing.
We're actually trying to, I just talked to Joseph Farah this morning from WND,
mm-hmm.
and I had asked him, I said, how do I get this comic book to those on the New York Times bestseller list, because people love comics,
mm-hmm.
and this is a comic book that leads men to Christ, but it's my testimonial. And it's interesting that the feedback, I have, without fail, have heard almost the same story every time somebody's picked it up. I couldn't set it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's nice about it, too, when you say it's cool stuff, it's a great introduction for people into the Constitution as well as our founding forefathers.
Based off the Word of God.
That's
of
exactly
course.
Right. But that's all intertwined in it. So if you've got a young person like, gosh, I just can't get through to their heads, you don't give them a comic book or a book and say, here, you need to read this. Boy, oh, boy, is your life just stinking.
Well,
right
I can
now.
See why it wouldn't get through their head, because God speaks to the heart, not the head.
That's right.
True
That's
that.
True
yeah.
that. I get that, what you're saying. What I'm saying is the fact that it's a good thing to be able to say, here, I'd value your opinion on this.
That's right.
Or here, check out this CD. Tell me what you think.
Hey, we have a little kid that just so loved it that he drove hours to come and see us. Where were we? In North Carolina?
I believe North
oh,
Carolina.
It's great. And check it out online, friends, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Matter of fact, we're going to put that up on the front page of the new website. I just think people need to get a little taste of it.
I think so,
because it's great
too.
Stuff. Friends, you got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons and...
Daughters of Liberty.
Sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do. Deeds, not words, friends. Deeds, not words. We will talk to you in 23. See ya!
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.